10. Cece and Schoenbrunn.
I picked up a biography in the bookstore about Empress Elizabeth of Austria. You know, Empress Cece.
Really? Was it good? I've seen some of the films about her, but I've never read her biography.
I would recommend that anybody who is enchanted by the myth not read it. Reality might destroy the romantic illusion.
Why? I think the story of her and her husband, Franz Joseph, is extremely romantic. They seem to be so in love.
But that's it. It's just a story. In the biography, it says that Franz was a workaholic and spent most of his time in his office.
Really? I thought they were always together. Anyway, I know something about her. For example, she was born in 1837 in Munich.
Right. But I bet you didn't know this. Franz Joseph was actually meant to marry her sister, Hélène. But Franz fell in love with Cece.
I did know that, actually. It was in a film I once saw. The engagement to Cece was a sensation.
I bet. She later said that she regretted marrying him. Also, did you know she was murdered? A crazy anarchist stabbed her to death when she was 60 years old.
I didn't know that. I did read that she went a little crazy, though, because she dieted too much. Did you read anything about their castle? Schön-something.
Schönbrunn, yes. It was built in around 1700, and lots of famous people have lived there over the years. Not only Cece.
It's in Vienna, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It was the Viennese summer residence for Austrian royalty for many decades. Even Empress Maria Theresa, who gave birth to 16 children there.
I read that Marie Antoinette was born there and lived there until she married into the French royal family.
She was one of Empress Maria Theresa's many kids. Schönbrunn is huge and totally beautiful. It has 1,441 rooms and is decorated in the delicate Rococo style.
That is big. We should visit in the summer holidays. I hear the guided tour is great. It would certainly be an interesting holiday.